God.
G's to the left, isn't it? I don't know. I don't either.
I don't either.
Because like I said, no. But I know that's the way you tell a horse to get up. You tell him to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not get up. Mm-hmm. It's get up.
Get up.
Yep.
My daddy's on his first trip. Okay. Oh, my mom's
sitting up there.
This is just
room.
Don't go
down here.
One turn, he said,
gee. What happened to
her?
The
gee.
The first time he was in the truck. No, he didn't get in there. He just opened up the study. Instead of turning, he said, gee.
If you said get up to him, what would you tell him to do? What would you tell him to make him go faster?
Oh, well, the only thing I know would just be get up there.
Mm-hmm. Just stop him?
Ooh.
That used to kind of suck to him when he was hurrying to the reins kind of like that. You know.
Mm-hmm. When he was popping
good.
If you said get up to them, which way would they go?
Well, that bitch supposed to go straight ahead, but I don't know, they're supposed to get up and go.
If you want them to go the other way, what would you tell them? Instead of saying get up.
You got
back
an act.
Or?
How does it work?
Well, I don't know it. You need to talk to somebody that's been around hard.
No, 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 this is important too. These terms are dying out. It's important to know this.
How does it work?
Back or back up?
I thought there was a word
like
here, probably.
I probably.
I haven't met it.
As far as I know and can remember, I always said back up. Back up there. Back up there now. Back up.
And then which way do they go?
Back. Supposed to. I don't know which way mine would go.
What would you tell somebody to do if you wanted him to put the harnesses on the horses and then attach them to the wagon?
Well, I'd say go out there and hitch up.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for the horse on the left?
Not to my knowledge.
I haven't found that in Oklahoma.
I know, now I don't know whether this pertains to, I don't know what this pertains to, but I've heard them speak of a lead horse.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say, I don't know what side it's supposed to be.
Well, I don't either, but there's always in use. I don't know whether that's just a team of horses or whether it's a whole string of them. But you always have a lead horse. You always have a lead horse.
Mm-hmm. If you're riding a saddle, what do you hold in your hands?
I wouldn't ride a saddle, but you'd hold the reins, I would, if I were riding.
Put your feet in the
stirrups.
Mm-hmm. What would hold the saddle on? That.
Yeah, that thing. That's called a girt, I believe. Now, I don't know. We had a little Shetland pony one time. I know she'd swell up when I'd go fasten that. What is it? I'd have to spatter it and say, quit that, let your breath out.
What would you put on a horse's head if you wanted to break him?
And that's
hackamore? Bridle?
Well, hackamore.
Well, you put these things on the kids.
Blinders.
Mm-hmm.
Those are blinders. But now, I'm not familiar with any of the expressions pertaining to horses other than gee and haw and get up there.
And whoa.
Whoa, yeah. I can say that.
Oh, one more. What would you call that thing that you put oats in and then put over the horse's head so he can eat? See, I use my hands too.
That's a feed bag.